Welcome to this coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, presented by Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuny Trucking and Excavating. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best and comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
High School Wrestling is live and on the air. A very pleasant, good Thursday evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Cook, Tony Derleth here with you. Great to have you with us. And tonight, Tony, we've got the lone Hatchet wrestling match of the season here at home. And tonight, Tomahawk will be taking on a very familiar opponent of theirs in Rhinelander.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good matchup with these two guys over the years. Tomahawk coming in, they're definitely the favorite tonight. Tomahawk's, I think, at 9-3 or 8-3 so far in the season.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if Rhinelander's been able to even pull off a dual meet victory. They showed up tonight with only 9 kids in their roster. And this really blows me away because there was really starting to bud a good competitive rivalry between Rhinelander and Tomahawk for quite a few years, where Rhinelander was right there on the cusp of almost taking over the Lumberjack, or the former Lumberjack, with Medford stepping in and coming up again. It goes back and forth, but seeing Rhinelander this low, it's depressing.
You know, looking at this Hatchet team, we've seen them once before. It was at their quad up in Lakeland a couple of weeks ago. They struggled against Lakeland mightily. They fell behind. They couldn't get out of it, but they were able to bounce back. They were able to beat Antigo. This is a bit of a tune-up game for them as we get into the home stretch of the season.
It really is. If you looked at the Lakeland meet, Tomahawk was flat. They just were. They came out flat. They didn't have the energy they needed. They lost a couple matches that they should have won. I think when we get tournament time, that's coming up next weekend.
Yes, it is.
I think you're going to see a different team in Tomahawk. And there's going to be a big surprise in that lineup for Tomahawk as well for that tournament.
Yeah. Well, speaking of surprises, we got a very good surprise for you here tonight. Obviously, the Hatchets have been without Mason Evans because he tore up his knee, unfortunately, during the end of the football season in the first play of the final game. He is actually making his season debut tonight, which is a huge boost for the Hatchets as they go into the postseason.
You know, and not just because Mason is a state-caliber wrestler. He is. He's one of the top three in the state. Before the season started, they ranked him. I saw him as possibly a state champ this year. But just the boost in the room, the boost on the mat with your buddies and watching your teammates. I mean, he's been Superman to these guys for the last 4 years. And hopefully he can bring some of that energy for the whole team tonight and through the rest of the season.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And again, you mentioned the conference meet. We will have that broadcast for you a week from Saturday here on WJJQ. And believe it or not, it's right here in Tomahawk. Don't have to go too far.
Yeah, we'll be wrestling on the new mat tonight. We'll have the two new mats out for conference. It'll be great.
Yes, it will be. It definitely will be. Let's go ahead and take a look at other Hatchet events taking place tonight. We got a couple of other events taking place tonight. We've got the hockey team there taking on Ashland tonight, taking a break from Great Northern Conference play. That gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. It is Pink the Rink night over at Sarah Park. So we'll do that. I covered was able to broadcast the Hatchet game on Tuesday when they beat Wapaka, and the boys team is down in Tigerton for basketball tonight. So boys basketball against Tigerton, that gets underway at about 7:15. And again, as you mentioned, this is really the home stretch of the season here for Tomahawk. They have a very quick turnaround coming up tomorrow, and they've got a long road trip very similar to what we had a couple of weeks ago. They went to St. Croix Central after Lakeland 2 weeks ago, and now after tonight they go back that way to Menominee.
You know, and you looked at the meet with Lakeland, like I said, we were flat. We came out flat. We went to St. Croix Central, and it was a different team. They hit the mat flying. Now, they took a big loss to St. Croix Central. Central's loaded this year. It's a great team. Mm-hmm. But to come back, they beat Durand and then wrestled Minnesota or Minneapolis North. And I think they ended up winning by 9. But it was great to see that intensity come back for the Hatchets. You're seeing more and more of this in wrestling. It used to be the Thursday dual meet followed with a Saturday tournament. Mm-hmm. And a lot of schools and a lot of teams are getting away from that Saturday, giving the kids the weekends for family or fishing or whatever. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot more of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a little bit closer ones for myself.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Well, after Menominee, their final couple of matches of this particular season is going to be at Pittsville. They're going to be taking on Pittsville and Athens. That's a makeup game from a couple of weeks ago due to the snow that was taking place. So that'll be on the 31st at 6 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
It's tax time, a great time to bring on custom accounting services to your team. This is Marge Cook. Whether you have a business or personal return, Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. With Custom Accounting Services as your trusted advisor, we are financial partners, just as committed to your success as you are, providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time. Stop by Custom Accounting Services at 208 West Mohawk Drive or view our website, margecook.com, or call 715-453-5248 for your appointment or any questions.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter long with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilge's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with the advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilge's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilge's, for your healthy heating comfort. Call 453-3505 or visit hilge's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mirror Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister Barry Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
At Rylander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Here's what Brock had to say about Rylander GM. This is by far the best buying experience we've had. We showed up 25 minutes before closing time. The crew stayed after hours to make sure we got the vehicle we wanted and wouldn't have to make the 90-minute drive back another day and tie up our busy schedule. Come experience the Rylander GM difference.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Getting set for tonight's Hatchet Wrestling Duel Showdown between Tomahawk and Rylander. Alex Cook, Tony Derleth here with you tonight. And Tony, we want to go ahead and take a very big plug. As you mentioned before, Tomahawk is breaking out a brand new mat tonight. All the credit to the wrestling alumni for providing this.
Yeah, this is great. This is the second mat that they purchased for Tomahawk in the last couple of years. The Wrestling Alumni Club. They generate most of their funds for this through raffles, through a golf outing, from donations from former wrestlers or just people in the community. And it's amazing how this community comes out when they get bombarded every year with, I mean, there's football stuff and basketball stuff and baseball stuff. But to have this community come in and purchase all these tickets, show up for the events, and help us put a beautiful mat on the floor again.
And again, right now, Tomahawk, you know, this is a very good, as I mentioned, a good, you know, tune-up match for what to expect in the final stretch of this season. We'll be doing a lot of playoff wrestling after tonight. We're going to be doing the Wrestling GNC meet, which is, believe it or not, here in town. We're going to take a trip over to Osceola for regionals this year. And we're also going to head back that other way the very next week for sectionals. That is going to be over at Amory. So, lot to listen to here and lot to see over the next few weeks.
We are. This is, when it comes to playoff time in wrestling, it is a busy 3 weeks.
Yes, it is.
And as soon as it kicks off, you're basically locked in. I warned you before, sectionals, bring a pillow. You're going to be there a while.
Here's the thing. If people have not gotten earplugs from me calling games already, I am incredibly impressed. I will say that. Because after this past week with me going to Cronenwetter and then me being at Sarah Park, I'm a little bit surprised that people have not been able to say, maybe we should go ahead and get earplugs, make sure as Tomahawk wrestlers end up taking the mat, getting ready to warm up here for tonight's match against Rylander. So, again, Tomahawk, they've had a decent year so far. They were, I believe, their dual record is 9-3 or 8-3, as you mentioned here. And mainly, this is due to the youth that they have on this team.
Absolutely, this is a young team, and there is some senior leadership out there.
Yes, there is.
With Addison Pisek, he's been a rock all year. He's been the kid they look at. Hudson Mackey, another one that they're looking at. You know, Hudson almost didn't wrestle. I mean, he took a year or half a year off, came back, and has been doing fantastic for the Hatchets. But they are young, and there's some good kids coming up in 8th grade and 7th grade. I know that Coach Belisle's working those guys out pretty good. So, you know, the future is bright for the Hatchets. We got to look at this as a down year for Tomahawk, which is amazing. Down year at 8-3.
Down year is 8-3, yes.
But it's also a building year. Mm-hmm. And we're not used to seeing, you know, Tomahawk teetering in that 3 spot in the conference. So, really excited tonight to get maybe some of that good blood or bad blood against Rylander going again. There's some pretty good kids, and what I love about tonight, we're starting at 106.
Yes, we're starting right from the top and then going all the way down to the heavyweights. And the big thing that I think I will bring up as well, you mentioned the conference. Tomahawk right now is a little bit in the deadlock with Lakeland, I believe, for that third spot in the conference. Is that correct?
Yeah, right now we are, but they do hold the tiebreaker. They did beat us in the dual meet. So, you know, right now we're sitting in third. I don't see Rylander beating Tomahawk. It would be amazing if they did. But, yeah, it's going to take a lot to crawl back into that top spot.
Yes, it is.
You know, and Medford's coming loaded. They've got
one
of their better teams that they've had over the years, and they're tough.
Yeah, they're very tough. Tomahawk did wrestle against Medford, and needless to say, they got a bit of a wake-up call against him in that one.
They really did.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take one final break and be back to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Tomahawk Builders Supply has been serving our Northwoods builders and homeowners for over 5 decades. And now that winter has settled in, it is time to tackle some of those indoor projects you have been delaying. At Tomahawk Builders Supply, you will find a wide selection of building materials, cabinets, countertops, windows and doors, flooring, and Benjamin Moore paint. Whatever your building needs this winter, the friendly and knowledgeable building experts and staff will be pleased to help you make sure your building project will be a success. Tomahawk Builders Supply is here for you today, just as they have been for the past 50 plus years. Located at 120 North Railway Street, just a block off Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2757.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, is proud to be one of the VIP sports sponsors making Hatchet Sports possible here on WJJQ. The IAMAW Local Lodge 1713 salutes the Tomahawk students because they represent the future of our great community. They also recognize the extra effort of student-athletes, coaches, and managers, so good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713.
Hometown Chiropractic Center with Dr. Kelly McCarrick offering professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. New patients are always welcome. Call to schedule your visit at 453-5365 and online TomahawkHometownChiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Proudly serving families in the North Woods with professional chiropractic care and honored to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ. Brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook. Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet sports broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, eye care for you.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Roche have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Tony Derleth here with you. This wraps it up, and coming up after the next commercial break, we are going to have our first match of the night, starting at 106 pounds. It is senior night here at Tomahawk, so they're recognizing the three seniors that they have: Hudson Madkey, Mason Evans, and Addison Pisig. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening match here on the mat here at the Hatchet House. You've been listening to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and their coaches this season. Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
We're proud of our history as a century-old Wisconsin institution. Hi, I'm Sue from Crossbridge Community Bank. We stay true to the simple, community-based ideals of a mutual bank that exists to serve its people. That is true for our business customers as well. We want to provide you with everything your business needs to grow and flourish. Stop in to either our Merrill or Tomahawk locations and see what makes Crossbridge Community Bank different from the others. Maybe it's time to make the switch. A bank that puts purpose first. What's your purpose? Let us help you realize it. Visit crossbridge.bank to find out more.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda of Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health care to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's in Tomahawk and Merrill? McDonald's is looking to hire full and part-time employees. Flexible hours on various shifts. Apply in person at McDonald's, and they are an equal opportunity employer.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet athletes.
Represent your Tomahawk team with pride. At Park City Credit Union, you can get the debit card that supports you financially and supports your school with their customized card options. You can choose a design featuring the famous Tomahawk Hatchets. And best of all, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchet card for just $10, Tomahawk High School receives a $5 donation from Park City. This is just one perk of your Park City debit card, but there are more. Park City also offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from, and if you prefer getting cash back on purchases, check out their PCCU cash back checking. If higher rates on your balance is what you're after, you'll enjoy earning 3% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you get the rewards you deserve and enjoy a debit card designed to give back. To open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchet card, stop into your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Mitch Bear Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bear Construction. Mitch Bear Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Welcome, everyone, to High School Wrestling here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Tony Derleth with you here. Great to have you along with us on this terrific Thursday evening tonight. Tomahawk will be wrapping up their great Northern Conference season against the Rhinelander Hodags. So why don't we go over some of the matchups that you're looking forward to tonight, Tony?
Well, right now it looks like we're going to be moving some guys around a little bit. It looks like Presley Gutbrod might actually bump up to 120 to wrestle Aiden Osterman. And maybe not. Right now they just sent Wally Horovic out for the crossovers. I know they're moving Jack up to 126 pounds. That's another good one I see. But honestly, what I really want to see tonight is I want to see Mason Evans on the mat.
Yes, you know, I do too.
I mean, yes, you're always going to want to see an Addison Peizig his senior night here in Tomahawk and Hudson Mackey, but tonight, let's get our feet wet. Let's get going with Mason again.
Absolutely. And again, as we mentioned, Mason, that is a huge boost for this Hatchet team as the playoffs start to head on up. They got the Great Northern Conference meet coming up a week from Saturday. They've got regionals coming up after that over in Osceola. And they've also got sectionals coming up in Amory. So Mason is coming back at the perfect time to get himself into shape and potentially make a run.
You know, and that's the biggest question. Now, you know, with a broken leg that required surgery, you can't do much.
No, you cannot.
You know, you can do a little bit on the bench and a little bit upper body, but you're not going to get the work that you need. You're not going to get your win. But with him working as hard as he does,
yes,
I know the minute they took that boot off, he was on a bike, and he was trying to get his win and trying to get that built back up. So we'll see how it goes. I know walking out right now, Mason Evans, he looks good. He looks athletic.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, let's see what happens here. And again, we're going to start from the top up. So we're going to start with 106, and we're going to work our way all the way to heavyweight. So again, Tomahawk, as they are introducing the starters here for tonight and the matches that are ready to go on here, you're looking for Tomahawk to essentially handle their business here tonight.
Yep, I really am. I think looking at their lineup, Rhinelander brought 9 wrestlers. That's not enough to even wrestle a down Tomahawk team. Just the number of forfeits alone is going to kill them.
Yep, it will. So, as a result, it is now time for our first dual match of the night. Tony, I'm going to have you take the reins here. Take it away.
All right, we're starting off at 106. I did not see a wrestler for Rhinelander, so Tomahawk's going to start off with a 6-point advantage and see who they send up to take that forfeit.
And again, we saw a lot of this in our quad also, particularly in the match against Antigo. There were a lot of forfeits that led, you know, that ultimately led to both teams getting, you know, points. First off, Tomahawk got a few, and then Antigo got a few as well. Tomahawk ultimately came away with that victory in by way of a tiebreaker, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, I've mentioned it many times over the last couple of years, that there's too many weight classes. They've taken a sport where you need 14 starters. There's no other sport in high school that you need 14 starters. Football is 11. And it's hard to find 14 different weight classes. You know, it's just with the number of kids that participate in sports now, we got to drop this down to 10.
Yep. And again, Braden Ristow will get the forfeit victory for Tomahawk, so they'll open up with a 6-point advantage.
Yep. And they are putting Presley Gutbrod out right away at 113. And it looks like he's going to get Anthony Bolt.
All right, so a pretty good lightweight matchup here to start the night.
You bet. And if you look at watching these kids, what they're weighing, it looks like Presley's heading down to 106. So we're on, we go right off the bat. Presley shoots right in, and backing up is Rhinelander's Bolt. That's going to be the first stall warning right off the bat. Presley in again, Bolt backing up. He's going to get hit with a stalling point right off the bat, and he does. So we got 1 point Tomahawk with a quick.
That is
stalling.
That's a very quick.
Well, he's backing up, and this official is one that will not tolerate it. Presley in quickly with a double up in the air, brings him back down. He's got the leg scissored, but he was unable to get that half coming down. He's going to work an arm bar. and reset. Bolt up to his knees, up to his feet. Presley's going to pick him up, brings him back to the mat. Good lift. Working an armbar now. He's got it in. He's going to be aggressive with this. Just horses it over. Gutbrod's got back points coming. And there it is.
Wow.
And there it is.
Impressive, impressive way to start.
So a 40-second pin by Presley Gutbrod. That's the way to get things rolling.
There you go.
So now here's 120 pounds. Tomahawk already up 12-0 in this duel. And it's going to be quick tonight.
It is.
I really think it is. And Tomahawk's going to send out Wally Gutbrod. They're saying Wally Horovic. So Walter Horovic for Tomahawk is coming out, and he's going to wrestle Aiden Osterman.
And this is the guy that you were talking about that is a big stud, probably Rhinelander's best wrestler.
He might be their best wrestler. He's one of their better wrestlers, that's for sure. He's only a sophomore. His brother was another great wrestler. Pretty aggressive kid. He's coming. Nice job by Wally. Circle away from the first shot from Osterman. Osterman with an arm drag to a low level. He's going to come up with that single leg, switches to a double. And there's a takedown. Wally back to his feet quickly. And Osterman brings him back to the mat. Osterman, he's got a armbar in. He's going to have to jump sides. Wally's going to have to keep running his hips like he's doing. He's doing a great job of trying to avoid it. Wally getting a lot of experience this year as a freshman. Getting quite a few varsity matches. Osterman's got him turned right now. We're only 40 seconds in. That's a long time for him to be fighting off his back. Osterman's right now, if he gets to the side and closes down on that one shoulder, Wally would be in trouble. Wally's still fighting. Osterman going with both legs in, stretching him out. Wally trying to bridge at this point. 1 minute left. Long time to be fighting off your back.
Boy, he is. He was hanging in there for a long time.
You know, and Wally's a freshman coming up against a very good wrestler from Rhinelander. Wally's getting a ton of time this year. He wrestled varsity in the last tournament as a unattached wrestler and did quite well. Ended up, I think, in third place, fourth place for the tournament. So, I mean, good things are coming for him.
Yeah. Now we're going to go head up to 126.
Yeah, we've got Jack Derleth coming in. This is going to be Kyle Weiss, the senior.
All right.
Weiss weighed in tonight at 127, and Jack weighed in at 115.1. He's given up a little weight. Both wrestlers inside, trying to get inside tie. He's given up some weight on this, but he's definitely not giving up much for size. The age difference, you know, that type of thing, you get against a senior when you're a sophomore. Sometimes that's more in your head than it is on the mat.
It's always a tall task.
It is. Head throw attempt by Weiss, blocked by Derleth. Off the edge of the mat they go. So both wrestlers to the center of the mat on their feet. Illegal start by Derleth, but it was not caught. His foot wasn't on the line. Weiss with an inside tie pushes Jack away. Jack circling now to the left, now back to the right. The official wants them to start shooting. Neither wrestler wants to shoot at this point. Trying to get inside tie, snap him down. Hard not to yell at this point as a father and a former coach. Nice shot in by Weiss. Jack cross faces, he's got to get his hips back. Weiss brings him up to the air, brings him to the mat. So there's no points yet. Jack is hanging on to that leg. Great scramble by Derleth. He's got to hang on to that knee. Keep that knee, Jack. Keep that knee, and he's going to have to. No points yet. No points yet. What a great scramble by Derleth. No points yet. Trying to control that ankle. Oh, and what a great move by Weiss. He switches sides and comes around for the takedown. He's got Jack on his back. Jack able to get back to his belly. So a quick two and then another two for back. So Derleth trailing 4-0 now. Derleth building his base up. Weiss has got an arm underneath, deep wrist ride. Jack's hips are in the air. Weiss has got a leg hooked as well, so he's not going to be able to turn him with that unless he comes to the side, and he tries it. Comes to the side. Quick tilt. They're getting close to the edge of the mat at this point. No back points coming here, and that's how it's going to end this period.
It was a great job by Jack to hang on for the final minute or so.
You know, it was such a good scramble. I love seeing that. Just overpowered and got turned to his back. So he's got to battle back now, trailing 4-0 here in the second period. Derleth starts on the bottom, tries to hit a switch. Countered nicely by Weiss. The senior hooked the leg just in time. Derleth tries another switch. Going to clear his arm to his feet. And a close to locked hands at that point, but Weiss was able to bring him back to the mat. Again with that deep wrist ride. He looks like he's trying to dig in an arm bar. Jack's going to have to run his hips out on that, but he can't because Weiss is able to come back around. Tries to switch again. This time just exposed his back. Crazy scramble at this point. They're near the edge of the mat. Derleth is trying to put a leg in from behind. He's got to get his hips higher. Just too much size given up there. Just was unable to do it. So Weiss is able to bring him back to the mat. No points. Still trailing 4-0. Jack Derleth on the bottom. Tries to switch again, but without going inside.
And we're halfway through the second period, and Jack trying to hang on as much as he can.
He's got a leg turk in right now. Weiss has got a leg turk in, and he's going to try to half with it and just power Derleth over. He's unable to keep him there. 45 seconds remaining. Jack's got to get back to his base and reset from that. Cross face now from Weiss. Looks like he's trying to work a cradle here. Derleth still working from the bottom. Power half in now by Weiss. Derleth has got to clamp down on that. Unable to keep him down. Rolls through it, though. Back points are got to be coming here soon. One. Yeah, there's some back points coming. 17 seconds left. He's got to fight here. 12 seconds. Derleth on his back, trying to stay alive. 10 seconds remaining. Weiss giving up. He's got an arm around the neck. 2 seconds remaining for the pin.
Wow.
Just too much. Just too much size there.
And that's what happens when you have a class discrepancy and a weight discrepancy in a match like this.
Yeah, you know, he didn't wrestle poorly at all.
He didn't.
I thought he wrestled well. He's you can tell he's upset with himself, but we'll get these matches back rolling our way. 12-12 right now, but now we have Addison Pysyk stepping onto the mat, and it looks like he's going to get Claver, the sophomore, Dresden Claver.
Claver weighed in tonight at 133. Pysyk weighed in at 133 as well, so yep. Pretty even matchup. Pretty even matchup in terms of weight.
If you look at the two wrestlers, Pysyk definitely a longer wrestler, but yeah. Don't let that length surprise you. Very strong kid. And they're trying to fix the clock here. We've still got 2 seconds remaining instead of 2 minutes, and
there you go.
Fixed. So here we go at 132. Pysyk right away tries to snap him down. Claver stays in a very low stance, a good stance. Seems like he's a pretty aggressive wrestler. He's pushing in. Pysyk able to counter by circling right now. Pysyk with a shot, misses. Claver with a front headlock. Pysyk's going to have to drive in, go to the body lock. He does. He gets the body lock. He's just got to drive into him now. He's just got to step in and drive, and he should get this takedown. And he does it. He's got him right to his back.
Great takedown.
Addison's got to drop his hips right here, and this could be over in the first period. We've got a minute and 30 seconds left. All he's got to do is sink his hips, and he's got him. Still a lot of room there. Got plenty of time to keep tightening this up. He's unable to get his hips down, and there he does. So now it's pretty flat. This should be quick, and there it is.
Pin at 54 seconds for Addison Pysyk. That puts Tomahawk back on top.
And get the ball rolling the right way again.
There you go.
We're going to have a string of forfeits, it looks like, from Rhinelander here. They don't have another wrestler. It doesn't look like. They do have a freshman that they did not put out on the mat. And it looks like they're not going to. So it looks like we're going to have quite a few in a row.
138 pounds for Tomahawk.
So,
Ryan Larson.
Yep.
With a quick six for Tomahawk. Looks like Mason Toll is going to also get another forfeit.
Right. That's going to make it 30-12 here already.
Yeah, it's just too many forfeits for them to catch up on.
Again, Mason Toll getting it. It'll be 30 to 12. And they're going to keep it going as well.
And this is Andrew Tollefson weighing in at 145 tonight.
And we're going to get another forfeit.
Yeah, this is...
Drew Tollefson.
It's sad to see Rhinelander this low, this few kids. They were an up-and-comer in the conference and competed for a conference championship for a few years. Had some great dual meets with them, and to see this is, you know, just kind of sad.
So another forfeit victory. There you go. So five straight, I believe that is.
Yeah, 160, Hudson Matke, senior night. His only dual meet in Tomahawk this year, no match.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And we got Caden Capellish coming up.
And I believe this is 170.
This is 170, so we will get a match here, and we're going to get Logan Schwinger, the sophomore, looks like, wrestling.
Yep.
For Rhinelander.
That is right.
And Schwinger coming in at 173. Capellish, and Capellish coming in at 158. So 12-pound advantage. 12-pound advantage.
Yeah, Caden is a very strong kid. I see him doing just fine as far as giving up that weight at this size. But again, he is a freshman.
Yes.
You know, although Schwinger is only a sophomore, so it's got to be a tough night for Caden with everything that the coach spoke to him about before the meet.
Yep.
You know, both wrestlers in the middle of the mat. Caden's got an underhook on one side, an overhook on the other. Breaks away, shoots in. Now he's got a single leg. Going to have to come up with this. Schwinger throws him over. No points. So they're near the edge of the mat.
Oof.
Again, on that single leg. He's got the single leg, but unable to finish near the edge of the mat. Still hanging on to that leg. He's going to have to come around on it. Schwinger blocks nicely. Cross faces. Schwinger's close to the takedown. Capellish will not relinquish that leg, though, for anything. Right now, if he were to switch to a double and drive across his body, he'd have a better shot at it. He's got the knees in deep, and that they're going to do it. They're going to call stalemate.
All right.
Good call by the official.
Yeah.
Back to the center of the mat. We've got about 50 seconds remaining here in this first period. Shot in now by Schwinger. Capellish is pretty deep with a cross face. He's got to get around at this point. Looking maybe head throw there. Coach has told him, don't do that. Back underneath. Front headlock now by Schwinger. Capellish hanging on to that one arm. He's going to get in trouble here, and he does. So there's a takedown by Schwinger. So 2-0 here in the first period. Capellish has got to restart, build his base back up, and go. Got his head flat on the mat right now. He's got to bring that head up, and he's got to start looking where he's going. Come up to his feet and work up.
Oh, got to hang on here.
Schwinger with a meat grinder in. Throws it over his head. Could have back points coming. No, saved by the clock.
That actually works in the favor of Capellish because then they get the opportunity to reset a bit.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So it looks like Rhinelander Schwinger has chosen down. Capellish will ride. There's the whistle. Schwinger spinning around right now, trying to get in better position to hit a roll. And he does. He's got the roll, and he kept the arm. So back point's coming with it. This is a five-point roll. Going to hang on to that arm. Keep that arm. Capellish able to get to his belly, so they only gave him two near fall on that.
Hmm.
Which is good.
Yeah, it is.
But he kept the arm, so he's got that arm bar, and Capellish is able to swim out of it, but right into a half Nelson for Schwinger. Fighting to turn him right now. Back point's coming. Capellish has got a long time on his back here, and he's able to roll through. Nicely done by Capellish. Another 2 points, though, so we're down now 8-0.
Capellish has got to make a move quick here.
He does. Another meat grinder. He's got him turned again. Capellish giving up the back points at this point. He's got a minute and 7 seconds. It's going to be pretty tough to hang on this long. Capellish tries to roll through. Unable to get there quite yet. He's got that shoulder in the air, though, anyway. 50 seconds remaining here in this second period. Capella's fighting from his back at this point. Looks like it's getting pretty tight. Good position by the Rhinelander wrestler. He's got the legs in on top. He's trying to stretch that arm out. Capella is able to keep that shoulder in the air. I'm not sure how. Now switching to a headlock position, the Rhinelander wrestler is. If he were to turn his hips over right here, Capella would be in trouble, and he does. Capella has got to hang on here. Just 15 more seconds. That's pretty tight. There it is. So Caden Capella falling in the second period with 11 seconds remaining.
Good effort from him. He really hung in there as long as he could.
He really did. And honestly, this is only his second year of wrestling. So he got an eighth grade season, which was short. Stepping into a varsity spot at 170 pounds when you weigh 160. That's a tough spot to be in.
Yes, it is.
And here we go. This is the match I think I was looking most forward to tonight.
Just, there you go.
Just to see how it went. But we've got Mason Evans stepping on the mat for the first time this year.
There we go.
And we've got senior Joseph Evenson. Evans in quickly on a double leg right to his back. He rolls through, so quick double right off the get-go for Evans.
You think he's healthy?
I don't know about healthy, but I think he wants to get off that mat. He's got him turned already. He's got an arm bar in, switches it, got a leg hooked in the air. He's got him flat already, and there it is. That is
wow.
A 23-second pin. That's a way to come back.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
just do that. Just do that.
Yeah.
Nice job for Mason Evans.
That is a great way to have your only match during the season. Come on.
It really is. The first match of the year. And you come out with a beautiful blast double and then an arm bar right to his back. I mean, 23 seconds. You couldn't ask for anything better than that. Yeah. I was kind of hoping to see him actually wrestle a little bit longer, see what he looked like.
Yeah, see what he looked like. But
there was no looking.
Yep. So forfeit victory again for Tomahawk. Blake Yonker gets it. Making it 54-18, I believe.
Yeah, we're gonna forfeit at heavyweight, and this dual meet is essentially over. This might be the fastest dual meet I've ever been a part of. And that'll do it.
That's it.
Yeah, this is heavyweight Owen Kurtz Jr. from Rhinelander. Tomahawk does not have a heavyweight. So that's going to end it.
That's going to end it. All right, that's going to do it here. Very quick dual match, but it's a victory for Tomahawk nevertheless. Final score here, Tomahawk 54, Rhinelander 24. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
The United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. United Steelworkers International 248 is honored to be part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on, choose, have the motion for you.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Shuny Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets from John J. Shuny Construction of Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for their hard work and dedication.
Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Medford Cooperative, is happy to be a part of the Tomahawk area. They would like to remind current Ace Reward members, your benefits will operate the same way. Plus, now you will receive new benefits by being a member of Medford Cooperative. Each year, the cooperative profits are returned back to the customers in the form of an actual check and stock in Medford Cooperative. If you are not currently an Ace Rewards member, stop in and ask a customer service associate for an application so that you too can begin receiving benefits, discounts, special deals, and a member of the Medford Cooperative family. The terrific staff at Tomahawk Ace, ready to serve you.
And welcome, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk gets the very quick dual meet victory over Rhinelander, 54-24. I know that it was over in 30 minutes here, Tony, but why don't you give me your takeaway from tonight's match?
Well, it's hard to have much of a takeaway from tonight. Tomahawk came out. It was better in almost every weight class that we did have matches.
Yeah.
Rhinelander's just down. They really are. They've got a couple really good kids and some really nice kids that are on the team, but they got to get out recruiting. And so does Tomahawk.
Yeah.
We definitely need to build. We are down as well, but I honestly can say of wrestling time, I think it was about 20 minutes of wrestling. I don't remember a match in my life that short, that quick.
Well, you know, you and I were up at Lakeland a couple of weeks ago, and we had a couple matches that went, you know, a decent length, not too long, but, you know, a decent length where you had some really good matches in there. You know, you had a couple that went all the way down to the wire. This was completely different. I think every single match that wasn't a forfeit ended in a pin tonight.
It did. Every match was a pin. We had a couple of our kids made it to the second period. I don't think we had anybody make it to the third period. And then... And after that, Tomahawk looks at two matches that they make it to the second period, and that's the long matches of the night.
Yeah.
You know, that's not high-quality wrestling.
No.
It just wasn't.
I mean there are two things that I will say about tonight. Number one, we saw Mason Evans back on the floor, which he had a 23-second pin, which is about as good of a comeback as you can ask for.
You know, that last double was amazing. He just, right off the whistle, bang, he shot in and on top. It was great to see that kind of reaction time after such a traumatic injury.
Yeah, threw me a little bit for a loop. The other thing is that the Hatchets do have a quick turnaround tomorrow, so this gives them the opportunity with the early night to rest up a little bit, make sure that they are ready for tomorrow, because they got a long trek ahead of them.
They really do. Five dual meets tomorrow. I'm not sure of the teams. We're not, you know, I don't even think the Tomahawk wrestling staff, coaching staff, is really aware of what these teams are bringing, because it's so far away. We don't see these guys.
So I will go ahead and give you, by the way, the meet tomorrow for Tomahawk Wrestling is over in Menominee. That's actually where my brother lives, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So he lives at school. So the teams that are competing in the meet tomorrow night along with Tomahawk are obviously the host, Menominee, Baldwin Woodville, Chippewa Falls, Glenwood City, McDonald Central Catholic, Mondovi, Osceola, which there will be for regionals, which will be a good preview, River Falls, Spring Valley, Toma, and Wausau West.
Yeah, the only team we've seen this year is Wausau West for sure. Maybe one or two others, but this should be good for Tomahawk. Something new.
Yeah, definitely something new. And this was the second to last time that. This is the third to last time, I should say, that they'll hit the mats, because they'll hit it tomorrow for Menominee, and then they got a triangular down at Pittsville with Athens on Monday.
And I don't think that that's going to be a great matchup for Tomahawk as well. I know Athens is way down. They don't have very many wrestlers. And Pittsville, again, you're going to see another team with 9, maybe 10 kids on the team.
So, again, taking a look at other Hatchet sporting events that are taking place tonight. Still awaiting, obviously, results because it is 7:30 and we're already done here. Hatchet Hockey, if you want to go ahead and head over to Sarah Park, catch Hatchet Hockey. They are playing against Ashland tonight. It is Pink the Rink night over there, so everything, all the proceeds that they've got will go to Ties That Bind Us, which the volleyball team did that earlier this, you know, during their season as well, so that'll help them a lot. And then the Hatchet boys are down in Tigerton tonight for a game. So the basketball team, they're taking on Tigerton, looking to make it 2 in a row. We will have the next broadcast, believe it or not, of Hatchet Sports will be on Monday. I'm making a trek over to Rib Lake on Monday.
There you go.
I remember the first time, the last time I was in Rib Lake, I was calling for Marathon High School, you know, so
sure.
Very good Merriwood team. They were up there. It got to halftime, and Rib Lake is a very small gym, for those of you that don't know.
It's
a very tiny gym, and they have one of the loudest horns I've ever heard in my life. That horn malfunctioned during halftime for 15 minutes, and it did not stop. It kept going and going and going, and I had to prolong it because it kept going. Thankfully, it only lasted 5 minutes past the halftime period, or otherwise, I probably would have lost my mind.
Oh, absolutely. I think the loudest horn that we hear in all sports is over in Clintonville after they score. That is loud.
Let's not talk about that.
Let's not.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up right after
this.
Make
sure there's room in your freezer, then get ready to stock it back up with these savings from the meat department at Triggs. Certified Angus T-bone steaks at $8.99 a pound. Certified Angus porterhouse at $9.99 a pound. Triggs all-natural boneless pork tenderloin at $2.99 a pound. Triggs all-natural boneless pork sirloin chops in the family pack size at $2.49 a pound. And Certified Angus fresh lean ground beef is $2.99 a pound, sold in a 3-pound package. These savings and more in the meat department at your local Triggs store.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Before we head on out, let's go ahead and take a look at other Hatchet events taking place in the coming days. Obviously, we mentioned the Hatchet wrestling team has, after knocking off Rhinelander tonight, they will be in Menominee tomorrow for an invite. That'll be their final invite before
Conference, which will be a week from Saturday. We will actually have that broadcast for you here on WJJQ Saturday, February 4th. And that will get underway at 10 o'clock. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be on Monday. I'm taking a trek over to Rib Lake. Tomahawk Boys Basketball will be taking on Rib Lake. Join myself and good old Terry Pike Tim for the Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:50 and tip off at 7:15. Then after that, we're going to have Hatchet Hockey on the air for you as well. That will be on the 31st. It'll be their first GNC playoff game of the year. They don't know who they're going to play yet because there's still some things that need to be figured out in the Great Northern Conference. Once we know, we will go ahead and update you on that. Thursday, I'll be back here at the Hatchet House. The first basketball game that I'm calling since December, as the Tomahawk boys will take on Elko. Pike is going to join me in the booth once again. And then, obviously, we'll have the Great Northern Conference wrestling meet here for you a week from Saturday at 10 o'clock here on WJJQ. Tony Derlith is going to join me. Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show will begin at 9:35. Tony, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. See how the kids, you know, bounce back after a good meet tonight. And having five dual meets tomorrow. So we'll see how they go from there. And we're here. It's playoff time.
Absolutely. Once again, final score here from Tomahawk tonight. The Hatchets knock off the Hodags in our dual meet. Final score, Tomahawk 54, Rhinelander 24. We'd like to thank very much Bob Guru for talking with me before the match started. Tony, thank you for joining me here for the wrestling here throughout the day. And thank you very much to Jennifer back at the studio for making sure that we're on the air and sounding good. And, of course, thank you to Scott Parsons and Tomahawk High School for the hospitality that you have shown. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Hatchet House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You have been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuni Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ.